Hello, everybody. Welcome back to For You. I'm Rainbow.
And I'm Elsie.
Now, today we're heading to our part three of our three-part series on Nancy Drew, The Hidden Staircase. Let's review what happened in the story yesterday and the day before.
Okay, so Nancy and Helen found a secret passage, and they thought that the ghosts might have come into the house from it.
But who's missing and who are they looking for?
They're looking for Mr. Drew and Mr. Wharton.
Ooh, exactly. So We have a Mr. Gomber. The first day he knocked on the door, He arrives at Twin Elms and he wants to buy the house. He threatens Miss Flora so that she would sell it. That's really terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's also another problem because we can't find Mr. Drew. Now, Nancy learns later that her father may have been drugged and kidnapped. So we don't know if they're dead yet, But yesterday we found out, did they die?
No, they didn't die. They weren't killed. They were captured.
Oh.
They were kept as prisoners, right? It turned out that Gomber kept Mr. Drew and Mr. Wharton prisoners.
He was pretending to be ghost.
Yeah, he was pretending to be a ghost. Gomber admitted that he planned the whole thing in order to get money. He was arrested...And the mystery was solved in the end. Thank God.
It's always coming down to money and power, isn't
it? Yeah, I want money, I want power, and then I'll do everything to get it.
Even pretending to be a ghost.
Yeah.
All right, so today we're not going to look at another mystery, but we're actually going to learn about the background of Nancy Drew and how she affected...the role of women in literature and history since the 1930s. So a little bit more serious article, but I think that this history really brings another light to Nancy Drew. Let's check it out.
Reading.
Nancy Drew.The Hidden Staircase. The smart, independent character of Nancy Drew was created at a time when girls had few female heroes in literature. Since the young detective's first appearance in 1930, Nancy has been a strong role model for girls. For one thing, she doesn't stay home like many women of the time. For another,She also uses her reasoning and good sense to solve mysteries and get herself out of danger. In the end, Nancy always catches the criminals and saves the day. Nancy Drew's cultural influence has affected girls for almost 90 years. Many modern female heroes and stories are based on her character. In addition,Many successful women have even felt encouraged to follow their dreams because they read Nancy Drew books as girls. These women include everyone from judges in the U.S.'s highest court to actresses to authors. On the other hand, created as a single character featured in many books, Nancy Drew started a new trend.Girls have looked forward to reading the next book about their favorite hero. This method has proved both popular and successful in many forms of media.
All right, so the article starts off with this sentence. The smart, independent character of Nancy Drew was created at a time when girls had few female heroes in literature.All right, so female heroes are very important. This means females who are lead roles of a movie or of a book or of something that's an important piece of literature. Back in the day, it was very uncommon because of the patriarchal society. So this is a society where men hold the power. So right now in Taiwan, it's quite patriarchal. Japan and Korea...men in most developed countries are more dominant in those societies. What's that in Chinese?
男性比较强势，比较有权力， they have more powers.
Yeah,、
right?
so patriarchal society. And then we also have matriarchal society,、mm-hmm. which are、where female run these societies.
父系社会跟母系社会的差别。
Yeah, so during that time,、yeah. it was when women were very oppressed. They couldn't have a lot of power. So they can't be the heroes of the story. Elsie, do you remember recent、mm-hmm. female heroes in our movies in these few years?
Female heroes, wow. Oh, Scarlett Johansson.
Oh!
She is Black Widow.
Black Widow.
In
she doesn't have her own
the
movie,
Avengers.
Does she? Oh, okay. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, that's a female hero.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman!
Oh! I thought that's Black Panther.
Oh, sorry. Okay, Black Panther is a male hero.
Yeah.
And Wonder Woman is a female hero.
Go women!
Okay, so actually till this day, most of the heroes in movies and novels are still male characters, right?
Oh,
right?
Yeah, the majority.
Yeah, like what we said, Black Panther.
Yeah. All the Avengers are mostly men.
Yeah, Superman, Thor, etc.
Iron Man. Captain America.
Spider-Man. See? They're all males. So maybe we should create more female heroes in literature and movies.
Yes. Now, Disney, I think, has done a very good job. We have Mulan.
Oh, Mulan.
Tangled.
Female
heroes, right?、Uh-huh. And most of the leads are women who are fighting. So they're trying to do something different、
yeah.
in this male society.
Yeah.
All right. So other words、mm-hmm. we have?
Literature. 文学。所以在文学里面呢我们应该 create, 创造一些女性的英雄角色。So when did Nancy first appear in literature?
All right, so the article says since the young detective's first appearance in 1930, Nancy has been a strong role model for girls. So this was first in 1930, which is a really long time ago.、
Yeah.
That was even before the Second War. So appearance is a noun, is an act of showing up at something, performing or participating. Usually we talk about appearance at an event. Now in this case, it's her appearance in a detective book series, so she doesn't appear because she's not a real person, a fictional character, but she appears in the book. Okay, so the first time we've ever heard of her is her first appearance. All right, so we can say also he is well known for his television appearances, which means he probably does shows. Okay, he maybe does commercials, some modeling, or soap operas or dramas, something like that. So he's very well known, he's very famous.
所以代表他在电视上有露面。那 appearance 这个字呢是个名词哦，代表开始出现、开始存在或是露面的意思。那动词呢就是 appear。
All right, so we can see here that Nancy Drew is a role model for women. Now, the term role model is a noun phrase, is a person looked up to by others as an example to be imitated. Now, in society, we have many different role models. We have parents, we have celebrities, your teacher could be your role model. Anybody you wanted to be growing up could be considered your role model because you want to be who they are, you want to wear what they wear, you want to love what they love,and you think they're really great people. Okay, so our example sentence here says, Tom's father is a role model for him because he is strong, kind, and caring. Wow, it sounds like Tom has a really great father and is a really, really good role model.
Role model 就是模范榜样。So, Rainbow, when you were a little kid, did you have a role model?
Yes, I have to tell you, this is kind of cheesy, but...My father was my role model growing up.
Wow, my father was mine too!
Oh my gosh, we have to talk about this. Okay, so when I was young, my dad was actually not home a lot. He used to fly around, still does, a lot for his work. But my father speaks in front of many, many different people. Mm-hmm. And when he stands on stage, everybody really listens to him because he can command the attention of the room.
Mm-hmm.
And outside of his work, people are very friendly to him and he could make friends with everybody, whether it's the cab driver or whether it's the president, whether it's someone famous. And I always wanted to be that kind of person as well. So I think he was my role model.
So why has Nancy been a role model for girls? The article tells us, for one thing, she doesn't stay home like many women of the time. For one thing, 这个片语呢是一来一则。那用在什么时候呢？用在引出某事的理由。第一个原因会用for one thing 来表示，那第二个原因呢，我们会用 for another 或者是 for another thing 来表示。For example, everybody likes him. For one thing, he's intelligent. For another, he's generous.
Oh, who's that?
因为他聪明又慷慨大方。Okay, do you want to know him?
I want to meet him. Please introduce him to me.
All right, I'll do that. 那回到文章呢，我们说到女孩们，她们视 Nancy Drew 为榜样的第一个原因是，她不像当时的其他女性一样待在家里。She actually steps out of the house and helps people.
Yeah, and she's really intelligent. So I think back in the 1930s, women were seen as a role of needing to stay at home, be a housewife, don't think too much, don't step out of line. This is a lot similar to a lot of women's expectations for being in Asian cultures, right?
Yeah, especially.
Oh, but Nancy Drew proves that she can be smart, like even as smart or maybe even smarter than some male detectives, for example. She has different observations and she can figure out things really quickly. She's very sharp.
Yeah, what else?
All right, so the article says for another, so it's like on the other hand, she also uses her reasoning and good sense to solve mysteries and get herself out of danger. Mm-hmm. So the phrases for one thing and for another are used together, just like Elsie said. We can also use on the one hand and on the other hand to talk about separate issues that are related, but they're maybe opposite from each other. So for one hand...For another, or on one hand, on the other.
Oh, so on the other hand, Nancy Drew is intelligent. 因为她懂得用 reasoning, 也就是推理能力来解开谜团。The article also says, in the end, Nancy always catches the criminals and saves the day.
Wow, she's amazing.
Oh, criminal, 这个名词呢是罪犯的意思。Just like how she found out that Gomber was the kidnapper and got him arrested, right?
Yeah.
She's good at this.
So I think what this story is trying to tell us is that Nancy Drew can do everything a male detective can do.
Yeah.
Because the plot line's the same and she saves everybody. So during that time, it was important in literature because she helped tell women that women can do it too.
Yeah, and she's as good as male detectives, or even better.
Yeah.Go women! So Nancy Drew's cultural influence has affected girls for almost 90 years.
Wow.
Wow. So here we say that Nancy Drew affects many girls. Affect is a verb. It means have an effect on or make a difference to somebody. So if someone affects another person, that means they change the way that that other person behaves or thinks or talks. It could be any sort of effect that they have on the other people. So we can use affect as a verb, but the actual result, the effect, can also be a noun. Actually, the noun form is effect, which we'll talk about a little bit later. Now, we have a sentence here which says, our role models, parents, education, and societies deeply affect who we are.
Affect 这个动词呢是影响的意思。那它的名词形式是 effect, E-F-F-E-C-T. So we can also say that our role models, parents, education, and societies have a great effect on us. 对我们是有很大的影响力。And Nancy Drew is one of the role models.Next, the article says, many modern female heroes in stories are based on her character. 我们说 character 是角色。Be based on somebody or something, 那就是根据某人某物。很多现代女性的英雄角色呢，都是根据 Nancy Drew 来写成的。
Wow, so she affects a lot of people.
Yes.
Now, we can also say that instead of affect, we can use to have an impact on somebody.
Right.
So Nancy Drew has an impact on women, many women and many novels that are mystery-based. All right, so next sentence says, in addition, many successful women have even felt encouraged to follow their dreams because they read Nancy Drew books as girls. So in the past, they had been reading Nancy Drew. When they grew up, they decided, I'm going to follow my dream to believe in myself. So Nancy Drew's example is, even though maybe people want me to stay at home, okay, maybe they say that women can't do a lot of things. We should only obey our husbands like society taught us. We should still try to follow our dreams. And her dream was to be a successful detective. So what does that mean? Successful is an adjective. If you're successful, it means you accomplished something that you wanted to do. So I can say that he became a successful actor after 5 years of hard work and finally starred in a Hollywood movie last year. That's a pretty fast time to get into Hollywood, isn't it?
Yeah, successful 这个形容词呢就是成功的意思。那它的动词我们也可以学一下是 succeed。
Yeah.
它的名词呢是 success。这三个字你可以一起记起来。那接下来呢我们文章说到啊 these women include everyone from judges in the US's highest court to actresses,to authors.
Wow, so that's a big influence. We can see that Nancy Drew affects people in all parts of society, including in literature, including in politics, and even people that are on TV.
Right.
Okay, so we have the noun author. Author is anybody who has written a book. Okay, so we can say the famous author will be holding a book signing event at the local library.
Who's your favorite author?
Oh my gosh, when I was little, probably my favorite author was Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl?
Oh, okay.
I think mine is Neil Gaiman.
Neil Gaiman?
Yeah.
Neil Gaiman's an adult author. Roald Dahl is children's books.
Yeah.
But Neil Gaiman is pretty good.
Yes.
Very difficult to read, though. Not easy.
Right.
You guys can try it. But before that, you can also try Roald Dahl, because he wrote some big, really important, The BFG.
Oh.
The Witches. Matilda. They've also been made into different movies. I really liked him as a kid.
I think we had an article about Matilda, too.
Oh, Matilda's super smart.
In our For You magazine.
Another female hero.
Right. 那我们刚刚在文章里面看到有好多好多的女性都是被 Nancy Drew 所影响的，包括 judges, 法官。那我们看到的 the US's highest court 代表的是美国最高法院。所以从美国最高法院里面的女法官到女演员或者是 authors, 作者们都是被 Nancy Drew 所启发的。Oh, and I thought of one. J.K. Rowling is also
famous female author.
Yeah, famous female author.
And super rich.
Right.
Oh, so if you can think of more famous female authors, are there any famous female authors in Taiwan?
I don't know. Yeah, there are, but I don't know them.
I think most of them are celebrities.
I think I should Google them. Yeah.
All right, so let's look at some famous authors, but before we Google that, we're going to go to our last paragraph.It says, on the other hand, created as a single character featured in many books, Nancy Drew started a new trend. When Nancy Drew is featured in something, that means that the series covers her heavily and she's the main character every time. So if we say a series of mystery novels, there are many different novels, like maybe like 45 novels or something like that, based on her character and her adventures.
今天的英文练功房呢，我们要看到的是分词构句哦。那分词构句出现的是在文章里面哪个句子呢？这个句子是啊 ，created as a single character featured in many books, Nancy Drew started a new trend。我们说呢，分词构句啊，可以表示主要子句的时间或因果关系。那在这边，它表示的是因果关系哦。原句是什么呢？原句是 because it was created as a single character featured in many books, Nancy Drew started a new trend。那第一步啊，因为我们知道主要子句跟对等子句的主词是一致的，都指 Nancy Drew 这个角色，所以可以把对等子句当中的主词 it 省略掉。再来呢，我们就可以省略连接词了。这边的连接词是哪个字呢？表示因果关系的 because。最后呢，我们再将对等子句当中的动词改为分词就可以了。如果是主动动作呢，我们就用现在分词；如果是被动动作，我们就改为过去分词。那如果有 be 动词，像是文章这个句子，我们就可以直接省略掉。All right, let's move on. The article says girls have looked forward to reading the next book about their favorite hero.
Oh, I'm excited and looking forward too.
Yes, to look forward to something 是期待某事。那因为 to 是个介系词哦，所以呢，如果要加动词的话怎么办呢？你要变成 to look forward to 后面加上动名词。那课文里呢，我们看到的是 looked forward to reading， reading 就是个动名词啦。再给同学们一个例句哦， I look forward to seeing you again. 我期待再次见到你。
I look forward to working with you again.
Thank you. You too.
All right. So the next sentence says, this method has proved both popular and successful in many forms of media. So the method we're talking about is a way of doing something. So when we talk about the series of novel being very successful, now,we also talk about this character just being promoted in different places around the media. So around that period, we also have this famous detective that we know from the 1800s to early 1900s, Sherlock Holmes. So I'm sure that you have heard of this. We've talked about it.
Yeah.
So the model basically means that this detective model, okay, works well in a lot of Korean soap operas. It looks well in a lot of dramas. When we look forward to something every single week or every season, we're gonna definitely buy it, and they make a lot of money from it, right?
Yes. So media include the internet, newspapers, magazines, televisions, etc. 网络、报纸、杂志、电视都是所谓的媒体。如果能让观众读者期待看到下一集下一册就成功了。
Yeah, alright, so one more point about the media. Remember that this phrase is always used as a singular noun phrase. So the media is, so that includes everything, but we always use it as a singular phrase. Alright, so I hope that our students will look forward to seeing us again. Now we have to move on to our chat.
For You Chat.
All right, so we have our question for you. Who is your favorite role model from a book and why? See if you can think of a female one.
Okay. Rainbow, do you know Katniss Everdeen?
Yes, Hunger Games!
Yeah.
Have you seen the Hunger Games?
Yeah,
it's really good.
She's from the Hunger Games. Ooh. And I think she's my role model.
Why? What are her characteristics that you love and want to have?
She's tough, independent, and she has an ability to overcome challenges.And she protects her family really well.
Not to mention she's a kick-ass fighter.
Yep.
She's awesome. All right, Katniss Everdeen too. Oh, Wonder Woman, I think.
Oh, Wonder Woman.
Also because she's really tall. Okay. My role model is really tall. I'm super tall. She's a fighter.
Yeah.
And she's really kind to people as well.
And
she can protect her country. And she's gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
Is.
Yeah. All right, so go ahead and talk about some of your favorite role models. Mm-hmm. And if you're male, you can talk about a male role model. If you're female, find a female role model. Role models are super important in life because we always want to become better people. When we see role models, we have a direction to go there.
Yep.
All right, that's it for these three articles on Nancy Drew. I'm Rainbow.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye.
Nancy Drew, The Hidden Staircase.The smart, independent character of Nancy Drew was created at a time when girls had few female heroes in literature. Since the young detective's first appearance in 1930, Nancy has been a strong role model for girls. For one thing, she doesn't stay home, like many women of the time. For another, she also uses her reasoning and good sense,to solve mysteries and get herself out of danger. In the end, Nancy always catches the criminals and saves the day. Nancy Drew's cultural influence has affected girls for almost 90 years. Many modern female heroes in stories are based on her character. In addition, many successful women have even felt encouraged to follow their dreams because they read Nancy Drew books as girls. These women include everyone from judges in the U.S.'s highest court to actresses to authors. On the other hand, created as a single character featured in many books, Nancy Drew started a new trend. Girls have looked forward to reading the next book about their favorite hero. This method has proved both popular and successful in many forms of media.
Vocabulary review.
Appearance. The appearance of the latest iPhone was exciting news for many Apple fans. Role model. Susan is an excellent teacher, and she is also a role model for many of her students. Effect. Even small things can affect how someone feels, so it's important to be nice. Successful. The movie took a long time to make, but it was very successful and won several awards. Author. Diana was very excited to meet the author of her favorite book. Media. My final project uses several different types of media, including paper, music, and a short video.